There's fury and grief across the occupied West Bank after Israeli forces killed a senior commander of Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigades, a Palestinian armed group resisting Israeli occupation. Thousands of mourners filled the streets of Nablus, where Ibrahim Nabulsi was killed. Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigades say their response will fit the crime.
They think they killed Ibrahim, but there are hundreds of Ibrahims. There are millions of Ibrahims. Every Palestinian is Ibrahim.
Ballots are being counted in Kenya's tightly contested presidential and parliamentary elections. The two presidential frontrunners are former Prime Minister Raila Odinga and the current Deputy President William Ruto. But voting apathy could be a factor in the race. Turnout is expected to be around 60%. Powerful explosions have rocked a Russian airbase in the annexed Crimean Peninsula, killing at least one person. Several others were injured in the blasts. Witnesses say they heard at least 12 explosions from the Saki airbase on Crimea's western coast. The Russian Defense Ministry has denied that any attack took place.
We have enough ambulances. Food is being provided here. Help to our colleagues from the Ministry of Defense is being provided completely. Pieces could have spread over quite a long distance, obviously. Now the situation is under control. We will evacuate only residents of buildings which are situated close to the aerodrome. We are reaching out to them. We are assessing the amount of damage on the site, but the main committees will be working tomorrow.
A US court has ruled that a House of Representatives panel has the right to see former President Donald Trump's tax returns. The Ways and Means Committee sued in 2019 to force the disclosure of the tax returns. The ruling comes a day after the FBI reportedly searched the former president's Florida home. The search is believed to be part of an investigation into whether he took classified records from the White House to his private residence.